The Greek government today said it would create a new state-run media organization from the ground up, free of the faults of the previous network, which was abolished by the stroke of the pen yesterday. An official spokesman said the new entity will employ at most 1,200 people and be run on strictly non-political and non-profit lines to start up later in the summer. The government stunned Greeks yesterday when it took the axe to the country's 80-year-old state broadcaster on the grounds that it was a den of corruption, political vested interests, and far too expensive for a country in deep crisis to run. It was revealed that some key anchor people and others behind the camera had been receiving widely inflated salaries even when not working. Greece's left-wing opposition parties rallied outside the state broadcaster headquarters, who announced today, in support of remaining open, while a skeleton staff tried to put together a program on the internet. The leader of the left-wing Syriza opposition party, Alexis Tsipras, called on Greek President Kyrios Papoulias to ask him to reverse the government's decision. Papoulias clucked sympathetically, but claimed he had not the slightest power to influence or change government decisions. And unusually, raising his voice against the decision to shut down the state broadcaster was the Greek church head, Archbishop Hieronymus, who said a state network was necessary as an alternative to the commercial broadcasters. As Greece's journalists staged a 24-hour news blackout today in protest at the shutdown, most Greeks just shrugged. ET1, the main state news channel, had been very low in the ratings, way behind the private commercial channels, and few are going to really lament its passing. Antonis Samaras, the Prime Minister, expects to let the storm rage for a few days, but he's no regrets about finally ending a continuing waste of billions of euros a year, especially as Greece's creditors are in town looking over his shoulder. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.